There's a very strong sense in America today that something has gone horribly wrong. Even among people who are not clued in to alternative media, they're starting to sense something's broken. And this sense is especially prominent among Black Americans, who, at least those who live in inner cities, and I know this doesn't characterize all Black Americans, but most of the inner cities across America are heavily populated with impoverished Black Americans. And they in particular are seeing how the social safety nets, which historically had tended to direct resources to, you know, Black communities or Black impoverished Americans living in the inner cities, those are being redirected to illegals now. And you've got total displacement now, which is especially frustrating for those of us who support American veterans and realizing how many homeless Black veterans there are in America's cities. These Black veterans who have been forgotten and abandoned by the very country that they served. Think about that. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams is now promising $1,000 a month free money for every illegal. I mean, this is the same mayor who said that illegal aliens were going to destroy New York City. And now I guess he wants more of them because he's offering this new incentive, $1,000 a month. Come to New York City, you're going to get $1,000 a month. How does he think that's going to solve the problem of too many illegals in New York City? That's not. This is what Democrats don't understand. I don't know how they miss this, but you get what you incentivize. If you reward illegals to come to New York City, you're going to get a lot of them coming to New York City. Who doesn't want $1,000 a month free money, especially when they can send most of that back home? And $1,000 a month is a huge amount of money in a lot of the countries that these people came from, like Venezuela or Colombia or wherever. That's a lot of money. So $1,000 a month is a major incentive. But even in places like Chicago, where city services used to prioritize helping poor Black Americans, now, well, they're building tents for illegals to house all the illegals. And then in Denver, they've already declared that they're at the breaking point because of illegals, and they're only talking about 4,000 of them, which that's just one day in Texas, by the way. But they say it's a breaking point, so they're going to start kicking all these illegals out of the city shelters there, which is going to put them onto the streets. And then on the streets, guess what? They're going to displace the infrastructure, the social network that Black people rely on, and like the food banks and the other shelters, the nonprofit shelters, the church-run shelters, things like that. So this is one reason why so many Black Americans are now taking a whole new look at Donald Trump, because of the issue of illegal immigration. Everybody knows that Trump is going to be tougher on the border. Trump wants to shut it down. And it's not just Black Americans, it's also Hispanic Americans, and it's white Americans, and it's Asian Americans. It's everybody who wants America to succeed and to remain a lawful nation where you can raise a family, where you can run a small business without being looted and robbed every day. Everybody wants the border closed. The Democrats are the open borders party, and a few of the neocon Republicans. But Trump, obviously, is wholly opposed to open borders, and he's the only candidate that's offering a real practical solution to closing it down. Well, I shouldn't say he's the only candidate. There are independent candidates that would also close the borders, like Dr. Shiva. But what I mean is that among those candidates that have a realistic chance, that are, you know, in one of the two main parties, Trump is the candidate who would close the borders. That much is clear. But even beyond that, let's talk about white Americans. Even white American liberals realize something's wrong. They just think it's all Trump's fault somehow. They know that food prices are going through the roof, that real estate is still unaffordable, that supply chains are breaking down. I mean, they feel it too. And they're also losing a lot of their jobs. So they're losing their jobs in big tech, they're losing their jobs in journalism, massive layoffs across all kinds of news publishers. And you got to wonder if at this point, whether all these white people are asking themselves the question, like, did we not virtue signal enough? What happened? You know, these snowflake libtards can't realize why they're being fired, even though they're white and the people that are being promoted are people of color who may or may not have earned that position, because, well, that's DEI. That's, did you hear that the FAA now is, they've got meetings that have been recorded where they're just talking about how they can eliminate white people from aviation. They just want black people to run everything in the FAA. And by the way, the FAA is the same government department that also openly advertised that they want cognitively retarded people to work in the FAA and people with other disabilities that they named, like severe psychiatric disorders. And they also mentioned, remember, dwarfism for some reason, and people who are missing limbs. I mean, again, nothing wrong with someone missing a limb. It might be a veteran who lost a limb at war, and it doesn't interfere with their job. I mean, I would not hold that against them at all. But what's the FAA doing grouping all of this together with their hiring practices? It's like, we want retards and psychos, we want dwarfs, and then they say, and we want all people of color too. It's like, what? What happened to this country? Even black people are incensed by that. It's like, the black people that I know, they don't want to be given some kind of free secret handout or secret advantage. They want to earn their success in life. Real Americans want to earn their success. It's only, you know, cheaters and leftists who want to be given all these extra handouts and cheat codes to careers, basically, which is what the Democrats are offering, cheat codes. Even in medical schools, it's like, oh, if you're black or gay or trans, guess what? You get to be a doctor. If you're white, nah, go pound sand. Or if you're Asian, no, you don't get in our school if you're Asian. We have too many Asians. This is what Harvard says and UCLA, whatever. We have too many Asians. Talk about discrimination. This is why even Asian people are realizing something's horribly wrong. Asian people, you know, used to be part of minority groups, and now they're waking up and realize, wait a second, we're getting discriminated against because we're smart. The Asians are like, we can beat everybody in the college entrance exams. We got this. So they beat everybody, and then they get the rejection letter. Sorry, not accepted because you're Asian. What? Imagine how many Asian parents who are liberals are completely mystified by this. Oh, we thought that if we're liberal, I'll vote for Democrat. Oh, we're gonna get an Asian child in the college. I can do that because I'm married to an Asian, so we can make fun of each other's culture. You should hear her white jokes. Yeah, it's funny. Every time I pick up my Rubik's Cube, she's like, that's so white. And nerdy. And that was a song by Al Yankovic. White and nerdy. Remember that one? True. Sometimes I am white and nerdy. But the point is, even the Asian parents are like freaking out. We thought we were virtue signaling enough, and now we're being discriminated against? Yeah, because you Asian. So the smart Asians are saying that they're like half black. Or they're like, I'm half Asian and I'm a half a Hawaiian. Oh, now you're a person of color that counts. Okay. I'm a half Eskimo. I'm a Korean Eskimo. And, oh, now you get into college, you see. I mean, but why does the system make us all play these stupid games? Why can't it just be based on merit? Why can't we live in a society where everybody is treated equally, not equal outcomes, but equal opportunity? You want it, you earn it, man. No matter what your career, whether it's welding or engineering or professional basketball, whatever. You want it, you earn it. I mean, this is how it works in professional sports. I don't see basketball team owners handing out positions to short Asian people just because they want to be, you know, diverse. No, the positions go to the player that can do the job. The best guard, the best three-point shooter, the best whatever, the best forward. And often that's a black person. And those black players, they earn those positions, right? And in football as well. It's a lot of, obviously, really talented black players. They earn those positions. Nobody in the field of football, at least not any smart team owner that I'm aware of, is saying, oh, put that person in just because they're black, even though they suck. Like, no, that's not a winning strategy. In sports, it's all meritocracy. It should be that way everywhere. Well, then there's Colin Kaepernick, which I guess that's the exception. to the rule. He gets all kinds of traction just because of his color. Yeah. But meritocracy is the way to have a sustainable, fair society. Is everybody needs to earn their positions, whether it's medical school, whether it's, you know, sports, whether it's being an engineer, being a CEO, what have you. How many fake Native American, like, presidents of Ivy League schools are there now? Or people who are chosen just because of their skin color, even though they're serial plagiarists. You see that at Harvard all the time. And by the way, if you're wondering, I'm not actually white anyway. My ancestry is Afro-Irish Native American, so that's what I self-identify as, in case you're wondering. If I were to apply for college today, I would accurately apply as Afro-Irish Native American. And that's because all of our ancestors come from Africa, right? So we're all African American, by the way, regardless of your skin color. And if you're living in Europe, you're Afro-European, by the way. If you're living in Russia, you're Afro-Russian. Because again, all of humanity came from Africa at one point, if you go back far enough. So we're all Africans. And then some of my ancestors were Irish. You might tell from the name Adams. And then some of my ancestors on my mother's side were Native Americans. And not even very far removed. I think it was that my grandmother was a quarter Native American. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Anyway, I'm Afro-Irish Native American. So everybody can claim to be Afro something, you know, Afro-Asian. So why would anybody now apply for a university as like just I'm Asian, knowing you're going to be penalized, or I'm white, knowing you're going to be penalized, displaced? You should honestly state you're Afro-Asian, because again, we all came from Africa if you go back far enough. But overall, the American people see that something is horribly wrong with our society today. They see it's breaking down. You know, they see the food inflation, they see the job losses, they see the increased homelessness, they see the increased desperation. There's a sense among almost everybody that something is wrong, something is broken, and it's a visceral, almost a spiritual kind of sense that we're on a very treacherous path right now, and that if something doesn't change, we may not make it as a civilization. So this is why we've got to get back to a meritocracy. We have to get back to putting people, you know, giving people promotions, accepting people to universities, electing people based on their merit, not on their virtue signaling, not on their snowflakeism, not on whether they're gay or trans or bi or their skin color or anything like that. It's got to be based on merit. Otherwise, we lose civilization. I mean, you think Russia? I mean, Russia has demonstrated incredible resilience and strength. For the size of their country and their population, the fact that they have defeated NATO in Europe, I mean, that's really something. How do they do that? Meritocracy. I'm not saying Russia doesn't have some of its own problems of corruption and whatever, but by and large, in Russia, you don't get the job for being gay, for sure, or for being trans, or for being black, or for being any ethnicity. You get the job by proving that you can do it. You get the contract by proving that you can build, you know, the weapons or whatever. Russia is a lot more of a meritocracy than is America today, which is really saying something, since Russia came out of straight up communism and America today came out of what was supposed to be capitalism or a quote democracy, neither of which is actually functioning at this particular moment in America. But, you know, Russia is sort of out meritocratizing the United States of America, if that's even a way to say that. And that's extraordinary. So stay informed, stay tuned. I'll have, of course, a lot more podcasts, commentary, breaking news, interviews on my channel at brighteon.com. You can read my articles on naturalnews.com. And you can also check out social media posts at brighteon.social, or you can hear other guests and shows at brighteon.tv. So thank you for listening. God bless America. Let's bring America back the way it's supposed to be, where we have true equal opportunity. I don't think we should discriminate against anybody, not blacks, not whites, not Asians, not Latinos. Let's not discriminate against anybody, but let's demand accountability from everyone. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Well, our formulators at healthrangerstore.com have been hard at work, and we've got two exciting new formulations to share with you. The first is banana, peanut butter, and chocolate superfood shake. And this, I mean, it's super delicious. Wait till you find out about the ingredients. You can find this at healthrangerstore.com. The ingredients are so clean and simple. Look at this. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, peanut butter powder, organic cocoa powder, and organic cocoa sugar. Notice, no flavors, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, or of course, garbage like that. We don't use that stuff. This is available now. It's super delicious. It's an instant shake, and it's got whey protein in it. So that's even extra delicious. And then we have another product called Organic Adaptogen Ginger Latte. It's an immune support drink. It's available now in these 10-ounce bags. The ingredients on this are also really amazing. Of course, it's USDA organic, laboratory tested. But look at this. It's based on organic coconut milk powder, coconut sugar, ginger powder, reishi mushroom powder, and then some other mushrooms, shiitake, cordyceps, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. So this is it's a ginger latte, super delicious, and it's got the immune support benefits of all those mushrooms. Both of these products are available now. Again, we've been very busy with a lot of new formulations, and these are just some of the few products that we have coming out. We've got a lot more. If you go to the homepage of healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we've also got organic purple barley flakes, which are very high in natural anthocyanins as well. This is an ancient grain that has some of the best nutritional potency of anything in the category of grains. So that's worth checking out. We've also got Greens Plus Superfood Powder and so much more. Check out what we have on sale this week right here. We've got featured categories. We've got our new product lined up here. Oh, mango slices in number 10 cans. That's also certified organic and freeze-dried for long-term storage. And here's some pineapple wedges as well. Don't forget about our organic butter powder. I mean, we've got so much coming into stock right now. I think we have the best selection that we've ever had and a lot of new formulations that are incredibly delicious. So thank you for supporting us here at Brightown.com. And the way you support this platform is shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We do more laboratory testing than anybody else in this space. Probably, I mean, anybody in the world. No retailer tests their food as extensively as we do. It's our food, our supplements, our personal care products, all of it laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, and of course, aflatoxin for the nuts and seeds, as well as microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and more. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.